going. I'm almost done with the cocktails. What do you mean? That's not... God damn it, that's not good enough. We were supposed to spend the night in together. Where are you going? Back to campus? What could possibly be the emergency? Oh, Christ, really? Files off your computer? 15 years of marriage, and that's the best lie you can come up with tonight. Tell me then. Explain to me why you need these files so badly, tonight of all nights. Why can't you just go in early in the morning before your classes start? Yeah, you just want to go over your notes, and let me guess, a 15-minute trip is going to take 2 hours. Because, what, traffic or bumping into a colleague that I won't know? How are you going to explain the disheveled clothing? Her perfume. The scent of her pussy. Ah, there it is. That fucking stutter when you're caught and you can't think of anything to say fast enough. Look, I don't want to fight about this. I really don't. Can we just talk? Please. No, of course you can't fucking go to the office first. Are you kidding me? Text her. Text that little whatever she is and let her know that your bitch of a wife won't let you out of the house. And you will just have to see her after class. Right? It's one of your students. I know it is. I think I even know who it is. Look, I am going to make this really, really, really simple for you. You walk out of that door. I'm calling a locksmith. I am changing the locks, and I am making only one copy of the key. I'll put your shit out on the front lawn after I have cried all the tears I have left. And you can whine and complain all you fucking want, but we both know that I'll get the house in the divorce. I will split everything else, but this house, this home, is mine. Or you can share a cocktail with me and we can talk. Insult my intelligence one more time by denying this, and I won't bother waiting for you to leave. I promise you. Okay. Go on, text her. I will wait right here on the couch with my drink. Thank you. I don't want to make a scene. I really don't. And you know, part of me understands. I understand why. We're getting older. I am. You are. And it was funny at first, you know. Watching you staring in the mirror, looking at the white hairs that were popping up. And then eventually overtaking your beard. And all the streaks of gray I've got to dye out more often than I would like to admit. How long did it take before us getting old and rickety stopped being pretend? You've got the knee. And the shoulder. And I've got, well, the surgeries. You know, if you cheated on me back then, through the struggles just to get the diagnosis, then going from specialist after specialist as I was just in so much pain, I expected that back then. When most nights I couldn't do much other than curl around a heating pad, feeling like my whole body was betraying me and unable to do anything. and I couldn't stand to be touched, much less touch you. But you were my rock. You were there every step of the way. And you never strayed. I mean, you didn't, right? Okay, I mean with how you've been behaving lately, it really just makes me question everything. But that was then, and this is now. So, here you are. Finally dressing well for once in your life. Embracing the grayish beard. Good haircut, too. Got that, what do they call it? That daddy dick energy, huh? As if I know what the fuck these 20-somethings are calling it these days. But I've seen how some of your students look at you. Hell, I remember being that age. Young and stupid. Barely understanding what perky tits and a tight ass will do to men. But understanding that it does something powerful. Powerful enough to do anything to touch me. Powerful enough to wreck lives. Have you fucked her yet? Your student? Don't lie to me. Have you? Well, okay. So, there's that at least. Was tonight supposed to be the first time? You don't know? Oh, she knows. In front of that class, you look so powerful, in control. And you get to speak for 45 minutes at a time about shit you know everything about. At least from an undergrad's perspective. But outside of that, how long did it take for her to make you blush and stutter? Come on, it's me. You can talk to me about this. Frankly, darling, who else? Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Half a semester and it was a plaid skirt and a white button-down shirt that did it? Oh, that is fucking gross, man. What, did she put her hair in pigtails, too? And, did she talk to the big bad daddy professor and ask for special assignments to improve her grades? Just willing to do anything for that big fat D. Oh my God, dude, that's fucking pathetic. Oh, come on, I'm just messing with you. Hey, you're the one who was about to go and cheat on me tonight, remember? How come you get to be indignant? Wait, are you getting hard right now? Oh my God, you are. You fucking pervert. What, you just love that barely 18 pussy? Is that it? Is that what daddy wants? To sink his dick in that tight little hole and make her beg to be gentle just because his dick is almost too big for her? Okay. Wait. Is that what you really want? Look at me. I'm fucking serious. Is that what you really fucking want? You think I'm joking about changing those locks? About taking this house? I don't want to. I really don't. And if this is something that I can give you, if it can scratch that itch. Fuck it. We I'm going to need something stronger than this cocktail. Come on, gulp yours down too. Mama's going to need all the liquid courage she can get to pull this off. Jesus Christ. And I'm pouring us both doubles. Of the cheap shit. Yeah. Here.
Here you are, Professor. I know I shouldn't be handling this liquor because I'm barely 18, but...
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Was that too much? I think it was too much. Okay, I don't give a fuck if that bitch is actually 21. Good for her. She can drink legally. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Okay, hold on.
Hi, Professor. Do you mind if I join you in your office to discuss my grades? Oh, thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate this opportunity. Oh, gosh, this office is so small. Is it okay if I sit on the couch next to you?
Okay, so, I think the booze is hitting me a little bit faster than I expected.
Okay. Well, you see, Professor, I'm here on scholarship, right? And I can't just have an A. I have to have an A+. Well, gosh, Professor, I mean, I know you can't do better than that, but there must be something I can do. Some kind of extracurricular activities.
Maybe an oral exam. Come on, this is funny. Oh my God, wow, you are really fucking hard. Even through your pants, I haven't seen you this hard in...
Come on, Professor. You don't understand. I really, really, really need this. I'll do anything. Anything you want tonight. In your office. Just you and me. And no one will ever know. I swear. Just lean back. Put your hands beside you. You don't have to do a thing. Spread your legs and let me kneel in front of you, okay?
Do you want me to put my hair back up in a high ponytail to keep it off of my face?
Wow. Holy shit, you haven't been this hard for me in... ages. Oh gosh, Professor, you've got such a thick cock. Such a beautiful cock. I mean, please, Professor, if I can make you feel good, would you give me that A+?
Yeah.
Please. Pretty please. I promise. I promise I'll earn it with this hot, wet mouth. Oh, I've always loved watching you, Professor. It's why I think I get distracted. Why my grades suffered. I'm too busy thinking about having you. Like this. Wondering how big your cock is and if you'll hurt me with it, but you hurt me so good. You're nothing like these college boys. They'd have come already, but not you. My big, strong, Professor, with his thick, perfect cock. Oh, yeah, go on. Grab my ponytail, baby. I mean, Professor, please, you don't have to be so gentle. Do you want to fuck my mouth? Do you want to fuck my mouth with that rock-hard cock? I can take it. I promise. I need it. I need you to use me. Yes, use me, Professor. Use me. I need you. Inside of my pussy, Professor. I need it now. I need you to stretch my tight little hole around you. Please. No college boy has ever been as big as you. I need to know what it feels like. I need to know what that daddy dick can do for me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, stand up. Pull me up by my hair. Yes. Yes. Fucking. Show me. Show me what a real man fucking does. Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes. Bend me over the couch, Professor. I don't care if you rip these stupid leggings off. Just, oh. Oh. Just pull them down. You like that, don't you? My ass arched up like this. My pussy presented to you. Claim it, Professor. Claim it with that gorgeous cock. Show me what that can fucking do. Oh, fuck. None of those college boys I ever hooked up with would ever think to tease my wet little pussy with just that swollen head of their cocks. Oh my God. It feels so good when you do that. Dragging just the tip between my lips. Up and down. Just like that. Professor, I need you to fuck me. I need you to pound my sweet little pussy. You're so big, though. And it might hurt me, but it'll hurt so good. Just make me take it, okay? Make me take all of that hard, thick dick. Do you want me to beg? Do you want me to beg for you to fuck me? Huh? Huh? Oh! Oh, please. Oh, pretty please, Professor. I haven't been fucked like this in so long. The touch of a man, my man, has been denied to me for so long. I miss feeling you fill me up, buried deep inside, feeling every ridge and vein as you're so swollen and full with need for me. I remember when you used to fuck me so hard, just like this. All I had to do was give you a look or a touch. I've needed you like this for so long. You don't even know. Oh, I've dreamt about it. Oh, I would do anything for this again. Anything. Just to know you love me like this. I'll do anything. Anything as long as you're mine. And only mine. So fuck me, Professor. Fuck me like you fucking mean it, and I'll be your slutty little college girl. Anytime you need me. Anytime. Please. Please just drive that cock into me. Please. Oh, please. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Yes. Yes. Drive that hard dick right into me. One fucking stroke. Come on. Use this wet little cunt. Use it. Use me. Use me however you like. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, fuck. Yes. Just like that. just like, oh my God, oh my God, baby, oh my God, I'm about to come. Oh, oh, please, 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 just fuck me harder until you come. Fuck me until you come in me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my God, yes, yes, just like that, just like that, just like that. Oh yeah, baby, right there, right there, right there. Oh fuck, oh fuck. I'm gonna come for you, baby. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you. Oh yeah, yeah. Do it, baby. Do it, baby. Oh my fucking God. So did that earn me an A plus, professor?
Okay, listen. I just had to end the scene appropriately. Can we just like collapse on the floor, maybe?
Hey, come on now.
I'm not leaking your cum all over the couch, okay? Just not on there. Come on, let's go over here.
I love you. You know that, right? Apology accepted. Thank you for not leaving and for not lying. I don't know what we need to do to fix us, but this was a good start, and I'm willing to try. As long as you are. Okay. Okay. Wow. Hmm.